Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Five people are hurt after a shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore.
I just saw everybody running and heard the shots going off, and then I just had a fight or flight instinct.
Straight ahead, why a shelter-in-place order was lifted despite the shooter or shooters not being found. We have a beautiful day on the way with some nice warm temperatures, but this cold front is headed our way this weekend and it drops us down into the 40s. I'll show you when that happens coming up.
And it's a party here this morning at one school in Wake County participating in the annual Walk, Bike, and Roll to School. We'll explain all of the excitement behind this and why this event is so important to provide safe routes for students.
And it is 8:01 right now. Love that initiative, talking about the safe routes, but also getting out and getting a little exercise on a beautiful day like this. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It's really the perfect day for that. But I notice as the week is going on, we're getting cooler and cooler. Meteorologist Amy Wilmuth with a beautiful look over Roxborough. It's nice now, but as we head into the weekend, it's going to get cooler.
It is. Jacket weather headed our way late this weekend. Lows down to the 40s by Sunday morning. Nice and mild out here this morning. This is a look at Roxborough. We do have a report of some fog in Roxborough. The station reporting visibility is less than a quarter of a mile there. Didn't really see any on the camera, but some patchy fog possible. Also have reduced visibilities in Rocky Mount with 3/4 of a mile visibility. Temperatures are comfortable walking to school this morning. Temperatures are in the low 50s in Roxborough, 60 degrees in Durham and in Raleigh, 61 degrees right now in Fayetteville. We'll have a few clouds around throughout the day today. We'll call it mostly sunny, though. Still a pretty bright day with just a few clouds in the sky. Certainly dry out there throughout the day today. Temperatures are going to be pretty similar to what we've seen over the last several days. Just a little bit above normal for this time of year. We're in the 60s through 10 o'clock. Then we're in the 70s. Eventually, we're going up to 81 for the high temperature. And we're back down into the 70s by 5 o'clock this evening. Overall, pretty nice day today. Same thing tomorrow. Just some more clouds around. 81 for the high. And then some rain possible Friday. I'll show you how much rain we could get coming up. Brian,
8:02 right now. Amy, a busy morning out there. Want to update you on US 1 northbound at Cary Parkway. That earlier crash is cleared. Lanes are open and the delays are easing now. About a 6-minute backup overall from 55 and Apex up to the Cary Parkway interchange there. Still seeing a little bit of a backup from 55, especially through the 1010 road area. But once you get to 64 and Tryon Road, things really start to ease up considerably. Watch for a crash on 1010 road at Crowder Park Drive. This is not too far from the Holly Springs Road intersection on 1010 Road. Seeing some pretty heavy delays in both directions, but especially on that westbound trip. Just getting reports of a crash on 40 westbound around Hammond Road on the south side of Raleigh, and some pretty heavy delays coming in from the 40-440 split there out toward the Rock Quarry Road interchange. Also in West Raleigh, between Raleigh and Cary, a crash reported on Chapel Hill Road near the I-40 interchange. Working to get some more details about that crash. On the east side of Durham, some heavy delays in both directions of US 70 because of a crash at Miami Boulevard. As we take a look at those sensor readings, you can see the backups begin almost all the way back at the 885 interchange on eastbound 70, so expect some very heavy delays heading toward the Miami Boulevard area from 885. Also a little bit of a westbound delay, and on the southbound side of Sharon Road approaching 70, we're seeing some backups on the sensors.
All right. Thank you, Brian. The search for a suspect or suspects in a shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore is growing this morning. In a news conference just before 2 a.m., police said they were unable to locate a suspect after five people were shot last night. Of the five people who were shot, four were students. All are between the ages of 18 and 22. They are all expected to recover. Students were leaving a homecoming coronation ceremony on campus when those shots were fired. There are no classes at the school today, and counselors are being made available to students who need help coping with the trauma. And the call for shots fired went out at about 9:25 last night. Officials say the first campus alert went out at 9:30, and several more were issued throughout the night. At 11:45, campus police determined this was no longer considered an active shooter situation. And at 12:30 this morning, the shelter in place on campus was lifted after police say they thoroughly searched the dorm they thought the shooter had entered but did not find anyone. Baltimore's mayor says more needs to be done to curb gun violence.
When is enough going to be enough? When will the sanctity of American lives and the sanctity of American college students and students to get their education outweigh the sanctity of American guns.
Police say the shooting happened outside, but shattered windows in a dorm made them believe that someone may have been shooting inside. They have not said if they have a suspect in mind or if they know why the shooting may have happened.
A woman is dead and three other people are hurt after a terrible crash in Fayetteville. Police say the Jeep in this video, that Jeep Cherokee, ran a red light and hit that Acura, crushing it. The car was pushed 100 feet from the intersection of Cliffdale Road and Rim Road. The driver of the Acura, Janine Smith, was taken to the hospital and died from her injuries. Smith had two juveniles in her car, and they were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. The driver of the Jeep is in serious condition.
A construction worker is in the hospital after an early morning crash on I-540. It happened around 2:45 this morning near Leesville Road. The Durham Highway Fire Department says a car crashed into construction equipment. The worker operating the equipment is expected to be okay. The driver stayed on the scene and is facing charges, including impairment.
When you head out this morning, you will notice more children are out there on sidewalks and in crosswalks, walking or riding bikes. Be careful. Hundreds of students across the triangle are taking part in Walk and Roll to School Day. WRL's Laura Levine is live in Raleigh with the push to find safer routes for some folks going to school. Laura.
Hey, Jeff, and we are walking along with them here. A.B. Combs Elementary School at Western Boulevard Presbyterian Church. Actually, the walk just began here, and you can see so many students, parents, faculty, staff are out here, and there's a lot of excitement. Superintendent Robert Taylor is also here walking along with the students, and this is, of course, a part of a nationwide effort to bring awareness and highlight the importance of safe routes to school. Walk and Roll to School is an effort to commit to safe, efficient, and sustainable school travel and promotes physical activity. This comes a day after the school system has approved a new school policy on walking to school in Wake County. The new walking policy allows unsupervised walking for children in second grade and above. And given the district's ongoing bus driver shortage, it may also alleviate some of that challenge that the district had faced when it comes to meeting the needs of school bus drivers and students. So AB Elementary School here, a lot of excitement. I've been able to speak with so many parents, teachers, as well as the excited students. Some students tell me that this is actually their first time walking to school. They typically carpool, one in particular from Garner. So they are excited to participate in this and also highlight the importance of providing those safe routes to school. I'll send it back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Laura. Well, in Washington now, the dust is settling this morning after a chaotic day at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live. Kevin McCarthy is out as Speaker of the House after a historic vote, and now the chamber is looking for new leadership. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry is serving as the acting House Speaker in the immediate aftermath of McCarthy's removal. He is one of several potential candidates for an upcoming vote for the next Speaker, which House Republicans say could be up to a week away.
Yesterday's historic vote marks the first time in history a Speaker of the House has been ousted from office, voted out. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz called for the vote after McCarthy negotiated with Democrats on a bill to temporarily avoid a government shutdown. Speaking after the vote, McCarthy said he doesn't regret what he did.
Our government is designed to find compromise. I don't regret my efforts to build coalitions and find solutions. I was raised to solve problems, not create them.
McCarthy saying he will not seek to reclaim his post as House Speaker. When asked by a reporter if he plans to remain a member of Congress, he said, "I'll look at that."
And back here locally, the woman facing charges after a student brought a gun to a Raleigh elementary school will be back in court this morning. Princess Pittman is facing a felony charge for helping a child bring a gun to school. This is video of her first court appearance last month, a day after a gun was found at Leadmine Elementary School. School administrators say the student that brought the gun to school on September 12th to show it to classmates, not to cause harm. Investigators did not say what connection Pittman has to the student.
Police say a deer is to blame for a multi-vehicle crash in Raleigh. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on scene last night. Officers say it happened just after 11 o'clock on I-540 near Glenwood Avenue. Lanes have since reopened, and thankfully no injuries were reported. Coming up on 8:10 right now, and drama on Capitol Hill involving North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry. Coming up, what former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing him of doing while she's in California honoring late Senator Dianne Feinstein.
And a police officer is honored for his quick thinking after saving the life of a choking infant.
I think anybody in my position would have done the same exact thing.
Coming up, why he says that call really hit close to home.
A strong cold front is headed this way. It's west of us today. It arrives as we approach the weekend. I'll show you how far the temperature will drop with this cold front coming up. Welcome back on your Wednesday morning. We're halfway through the week. Time now 8:13. Beautiful look over North Hills. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Pretty blue skies. It's going to be the story for the rest of the week. Temperatures are going to be nice today, Amy, but we are going to cool down into the weekend. We're talking jacket temperatures this weekend.
Definitely. Low 40s maybe even by Monday morning. So this is a pretty significant cold front headed our way. This is a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. The sun's shining on Rocky Mount Mills. We've had a little bit of fog, but it's looking okay there now. Visibility at a 3/4 of a mile there, down to 1/4 of a mile in Roxboro. Just some patchy fog, but not seeing a whole lot of that showing up on our cameras across the area. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s right now. It's 60 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, 61 in Clinton, 56 in Goldsboro right now. Hour by hour, we'll be in the 70s for a good part of the afternoon. Then we'll climb into the low 80s for a few hours. The high temperature, 81 degrees. And then we're back down into the 70s by 5 o'clock this evening. Pretty quiet weather today, but here comes the cold front. It's west of us now. Ahead of the front, we have some showers and storms. I wouldn't expect storms here, but a couple of showers, maybe a few sprinkles. There's not going to be a whole lot of energy or a whole lot of moisture with this particular cold front. We have a 30% chance for some light rain on Friday in the afternoon and the evening, and still a couple of spotty showers early on Saturday. And Tuesday, we have a 20% chance for some rain as well. Here's a look at Futurecast. Tomorrow, I think we'll have more clouds around. We'll call it mostly cloudy skies through the day tomorrow, but it does stay dry. Friday morning, we'll have cloudy skies to kick off the day. And then in the afternoon, here's lunchtime. Some showers possible, especially in our eastern counties. A couple of spotty showers, some sprinkles through the evening as well. Not a huge deal. I wouldn't cancel any outdoor plans. Early Saturday morning, we might have a couple of sprinkles, a light shower, and then the dry air moves in and we'll have nothing but sunshine on Sunday. Look at how much rain we could get. Not much, about 1/10 of an inch, less than 1/10 of an inch across the area. And some of you might not get any rain at all. So it's not a big rainmaker, but it drops the temperatures. More on that in a moment. We're still tracking Tropical Storm Philippe, winds at 45 miles per hour. This could bring some dangerous rip currents along the North Carolina coast over the weekend. The track continues to shift to the west. The track now going right over Bermuda as we head through the day Friday into early Saturday, and then perhaps impacting New England as a tropical storm late this weekend. So again, because of its proximity to the North Carolina coast, some dangerous rip currents will be possible as we head through the weekend. It's going to be nice and quiet today, pretty similar to the last several days, mostly sunny, 81 for the high, 81 Thursday. Friday, a couple of spotty showers possible, our high 78. Saturday's a breezy day, just a slim chance for an early shower or sprinkle, 73 for the high. And then Sunday, beautiful but chilly in the morning, 49 for the low. Sunny with a high of 66. Low 40s possible by Monday morning, but looking good next week with high temperatures in the 70s, Brian.
8:16 right now. As we take a live look at I-40 near Hammond Road, we have a crash right now on that westbound side. Everything's confined to the right shoulder at the moment. You can see they have an ambulance on the scene, and we're seeing some delays there, about a 6-minute backup overall as you head through that section of I-40. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, I'm watching a crash over on the west side of Raleigh at Chapel Hill Road at Trinity Road. Seeing some pretty heavy delays on that eastbound side of Chapel Hill Road coming in from Maynard Road back toward Trinity and the I-40 interchange. Allow a little extra time through there. On the north side of Fuquay Varina, heading out toward Apex, a crash getting cleared right now from 1010 Road at Crowder Park Drive. That's not too far from Holly Springs Road. We are seeing some pretty heavy delays in both directions, but especially on that westbound side heading away from Graham Newton Road back toward Crowder Park Drive. Need to allow a few extra minutes through that area. Around the rest of the triangle, our major routes for the most part are in fairly good shape. We do have some backups on 440 westbound from 87 out toward the Wake Forest Road area. Also in East Durham, we're still watching that crash on 70 at Miami Boulevard. The heaviest delays right now are on the eastbound side of 70 heading away from the 885 interchange back down toward Miami Boulevard. Also look out for some lingering delays on southbound Sharon Road heading towards 70.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers now in the picket line. We'll take you to these pictures coming into the newsroom from a Kaiser facility just outside Springfield, Virginia. There's also a Kaiser facility in Alexandria, as well as D.C., California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maryland, about this contract with Kaiser Permanente and these healthcare workers expired over the weekend. Union workers are looking for higher pay and more benefits. Now, the nonprofit says about 60% of their staffers will still be working, even though many of them are on the picket lines here in Virginia. This facility operates 39 hospitals, 600 medical facilities, covering about 13 million patients all across the country. Now, this walkout is supposed to last about 3 days, but the union says, depending on how negotiations are going, workers are prepared to stay on the picket line until at least November.
Thanks for the update, Ken. Former President Donald Trump says he'll be in court again today in New York, even though it's not required for his civil fraud trial. A New York judge has now implemented a gag order for Trump. The decision was made yesterday after he made an attack on social media at one of the clerks. It was Trump's second day in court for the $250 million case against him and his companies and his eldest sons. The former president told reporters he plans to testify in his own defense in the trial. He's on the witness list for both the state and his own legal team.
The State Board of Education will talk about a new policy regarding the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights today. The board will discuss the procedure for how a parent would set up a hearing if they believe the school has violated the new law. That includes if a parent has not been notified if their child decides to change the pronoun they use. There will also be a presentation on the new Charter School Review Board. We'll also learn the results of some academic intervention efforts.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry, has ordered her to get out of her Capitol Hill office. This demand to vacate apparently happened just hours after McHenry took over as interim speaker. NBC News confirmed the House Administration Committee sent an email to Pelosi's staff ordering the former House Speaker out of the Capitol Hill workspace. The email reportedly indicated that space will be reassigned for other speaker use. Pelosi called the election an eviction notice, I should say, a sharp departure from tradition, because it is customary for a former speaker to have a Capitol Hill office as well. Pelosi is currently in San Francisco, paying her respects to her longtime friend, the late Senator Dianne Feinstein.
This morning, we'll get the first look at a brand new Wake County Emergency Operations Center. The new center will be at the Wake County Office Building. It'll help safety personnel coordinate with local, state, and national officials and keep residents updated during an emergency, a disaster, or any major event. The ribbon cutting for the $1 million project will be this morning at 9:30.
A California elementary school teacher is facing charges after driving to school and then teaching her class while drunk. The Sutter County Home Sheriff's Office received a report that a staff member at an elementary school in Live Oak appeared to be under the influence. When officials got to the school, they found 57-year-old Wendy Munson teaching her second grade class. Deputies noted the teacher showed signs of being under the influence. She was arrested on suspicion of DUI and faces charges of drunk driving and child abuse.
Some cities in Indonesia are blanketed in haze and smoke as crews continue to work to put out land and forest fires. The province of South Sumatra and Borneo are especially impacted by the fires. The Indonesian government said the smoke had not yet drifted to Malaysia, but Malaysia warned its residents Friday of rising pollution levels, blaming the smoke from Indonesia. And researchers at East Carolina University may have discovered a way to prevent skin cancer. Dr. Rekaya Anderson leads the research team. She says that they've discovered a molecule that can kill the most deadly skin cancer cells. Dr. Anderson spent the last 18 years working on this, and it's a personal mission as well. She lost her mother and father to aggressive forms of cancer years ago.
That experience with my parents just intensified my interest in cancer research and really trying to contribute in some way to lessen the suffering that people have to go through.
The National Institutes of Health is funding current lab testing. If it keeps going well, clinical trials would be next.
A police officer in the San Francisco Bay Area is talking about the moment he jumped into action and saved a choking infant.
On September 9th, San Pablo police officer Brandon Oswald got a call to help an infant who was choking. When he got to the scene, Oswald immediately noticed the child's skin color. It went from purple to blue. He started CPR and eventually cleared the child's airway of what appeared to be milk. Right place, right time for that officer, who is also a new parent himself.
So I have a five-month-old daughter at home, and it hit way closer to home because while I'm driving there, I'm picturing my child. Like, if that's my child, I'm going to get there as fast as I possibly can.
On Monday, Oswald was honored with a life-saving award at San Pablo City Council meeting.
Quick thinking. My goodness, that's amazing. Well, you won't believe the latest sport wrecking havoc across the country. Pickleball, it's creating some turf wars, arguments, even lawsuits.
Plus, you may see extra kiddos outside walking to school today. The effort to make those routes to school safer.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with Brian Schrader. He is tracking a crash that is just being cleared on I-40, Brian.
This is on 40 westbound right around the Hammond Road interchange in South Raleigh. The DOT's turned the camera back on the other side of that crash to show you how well traffic is moving in that area. Still seeing a little bit of a delay, though, overall in South Raleigh. About a five-minute slowdown from 440 out to US 1. Some other trouble spots that I'm watching this morning over on the west side of Raleigh. A crash report on Chapel Hill Road, right around Trinity Road. Still seeing some pretty heavy eastbound delays heading away from Maynard Road back toward I-40. And on the south side of Cary, the crash out at 1010 Road at Crowder Park Drive still is an active scene, but it looks like those delays are easing up a little bit. In Durham, watch out for crash on 70 at Miami Boulevard.
Pretty quiet start to the day as far as the weather goes. This is a live look at Raleigh at the fairgrounds. Dorton Arena here in the background. The fair gets started next week. Hard to believe that that's almost here. Temperatures are pretty comfortable outside right now in the 50s and 60s still. 60 in Durham, 60 in Raleigh, 61 degrees right now in Fayetteville. It will be a warm afternoon. Pretty comfortable at lunchtime with temperatures in the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies. Lots of sunshine this afternoon as well. That's going to warm us up into the low 80s. 81 degrees for the high temperature this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Amy. An early morning crash sent the construction worker to the hospital. It happened at 2:45 this morning on I-540 westbound near Leesville Road. A car crashed into construction equipment. The worker operating that equipment was hurt. We are working to learn the extent of their injuries. Next on Fox 50, what we've learned about a crash in Fayetteville that killed one and injured three. And then coming up next on Today, Inside the Game with 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 8:30 this morning, five people are hurt after a shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore. Why authorities lifted a shelter in place even though they haven't made an arrest.
And we're still on track to have a pretty strong cold front arrive this weekend, and it will drop our temperatures. I'll show you how chilly it will get coming up.
The search for a new U.S. House Speaker is on after the historic ousting of Kevin McCarthy. The next steps he's taking as lawmakers consider his possible replacements. The North Carolina tie to all this as well. We'll get into that. Thank you for making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, your routine starting out nice this morning. You might need a light sweater, maybe, but it is going to warm up into the 80s again today. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for us. Amy, gorgeous day to golf. Jeff says that any day is good to golf.
He's going to want to get out today.
Especially today.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Beautiful weather here at Southern Pines at the Longleaf Golf and Family Course. A blue sky overhead. We're seeing improvements with the fog. Not seeing a whole lot of that out there right now. Mainly sunshine. It's 52 in Roxborough right now, 57 in Southern Pines, 60 in Raleigh, 61 in Rocky Mount. It's going to be a pretty nice day today. We'll have a little bit of cloud cover, but no rain. We'll have mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies throughout the day today. We'll start to see more clouds tomorrow and then perhaps a little bit of rain by the time we get to Friday as that cold front approaches. But comfortable today, especially the first half of the day. We'll be in the mid-70s at lunchtime and then 81 for the high temperature. We're back down into the 70s by 5 o'clock this evening, mid-70s 70s by 6 o'clock. Warm today, but it turns chilly over the weekend. I'll have more on the strong cold front headed our way coming up. Brian?
It is just about 8:32 right now. Still have some lingering delays out there this morning, including on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound from an earlier crash around Hammond Road. Still seeing about a 5-minute backup as you head between 440 and US 1. We also have this crash at Chapel Hill Road at Trinity Road between Raleigh and Cary, with some heavy eastbound delays on Chapel Hill Road from Maynard Road back toward Trinity. Then it clears up as you head toward that I-40 interchange. Just want to give yourself that extra time this morning. On the south side of Cary, heading down toward Fuquay and Apex, sort of there in between all three of those communities, we have a crash at 1010 Road at Crowder Park Drive, still in the clearing stages. Looks like we're seeing traffic easing up quite a bit, though, on that westbound side of 1010 Road approaching the Holly Springs Road intersection. Watching some backups on 440 westbound this morning, about a 9-minute delay as you head from 87 out toward the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Once you hit Capitol, you're in pretty good shape towards Six Forks Road, Glenwood Avenue, and beyond. Well, we've also been watching some problems in Durham on 70 at Miami Boulevard with a crash there in the clearing stages. Still seeing some heavy eastbound delays approaching Sharon Road, but things are looking a lot better than they were just a few minutes ago.
The search continues to grow this morning for a person or persons involved in a shooting on the campus at Morgan State University in Baltimore. In a news conference just before 2 o'clock this morning, police said they were unable to locate the person who did the shooting after five people were shot last night. Of the five people who were shot, four were students. All are between the ages of 18 and 22, and they're all expected to recover. Students were leaving a homecoming coronation ceremony on campus when the shots were fired. No classes will be held at the school today, and counselors are being made available to students who need help coping with this trauma. Now, the call for shots fired went out at 9:25 last night. Officials say the first campus alert went out at 9:30. Several more were issued throughout the night. At 11:45, campus police determined there was no longer an active shooter threat in the area. And at 12:30, this morning, the shelter-in-place order on campus was lifted after police say they thoroughly searched the dorm where they thought the shooter had entered but didn't find anyone. The school's president says he knows students and families are in shock after this violence.
It is indeed a very, very unfortunate situation that would have us standing here tonight talking about students being injured and their parents actually suffering.
Police say the shooting happened outside, but shattered windows in a dorm made them believe someone may have been shooting from inside. They've not said if they have a person in mind who did this or if they know why the shooting may have happened.
A woman is dead and three other people are hurt after a crash in Fayetteville. Police say a Jeep Cherokee ran a red light and hit an Acura. The car was pushed 100 feet from the intersection of Cliffdale Road and Rim Road. The driver of that Acura, Janine Smith, was taken to the hospital and died from her injuries. Smith had two juveniles in her car. They were taken to the hospital and are okay. The driver of the Jeep is in serious condition this morning.
A construction worker is in the hospital after an early morning crash on I-540. This happened around 2:45 this morning on Leesville Road. Durham Fire Department says a car crashed into some construction equipment and there was a worker operating that equipment at the time. That person's expected to be okay. Driver stayed on the scene and is facing charges, including impairment.
Well, when you head out to work this morning, you might notice more children are out walking or riding bikes. Hundreds of students across the Triangle are taking part in Walk and Roll to School Day. WREL's Laura Levine is live in Raleigh with a push to find safer routes to school. Laura.
Hey, Michelle. Yes, so it has been quite the morning here at A.B. Combs Elementary School. In fact, we just finished the walk from Western Boulevard Presbyterian Church to the school here. All of the students, parents, faculty, staff have now been greeted by Athens Drive Marching Band. And all of this excitement comes with a very important topic when it comes to providing those safe routes for students. A.B. Combs is just one of dozens of schools highlighting the importance of safe routes to school. Walk and Roll to School is an effort to commit to safe, efficient, and sustainable school travel and promotes physical activity. This comes a day after the school system has approved a new school policy on walking to school in Wake County. The new walking policy allows unsupervised walking for children in second grade and above. And given the district's ongoing bus driver shortage, it does alleviate that crunch that the district is facing when not having enough operational buses to meet all the needs of the students. So again, a lot of excitement here at Combs Elementary School. And it doesn't stop here. We know that several other schools, not only in Wake County and Durham County and beyond, are participating in today's events. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The dust is settling this morning after a chaotic day at the U.S. Capitol. This is a live look there this morning. Kevin McCarthy is out as Speaker of the House after a historic vote, and now the chamber is looking for new leadership. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry is serving as the acting House Speaker in the immediate aftermath of McCarthy's removal. He's one of several potential candidates for an upcoming vote for the next speaker, which House Republicans say could be up to a week away.
And yesterday's historic vote marked the first time in history a Speaker of the House has been voted out of office. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz called for the vote after McCarthy negotiated with Democrats on a bill to temporarily avoid a government shutdown. Speaking after the vote, McCarthy said he does not regret what he did.
Doing the right thing isn't always easy, but it is necessary. I don't regret standing up for choosing governance over grievance. It is my responsibility. It is my job.
McCarthy says he will not seek to reclaim his post as House Speaker. When asked by a reporter if he plans to remain a member of Congress, he said, quote, "I'll look at that."
Back here locally, Duke University is remembering a graduate student killed in a Durham shooting. The school says graduate student Angela Reese died in a shooting Monday morning on Worth Street. She was a second-year student in the dance program. An associate professor in the program says an informal gathering to remember Reese will be happening tonight at 7 o'clock at the ARC building. The person suspected of shooting her is due in court this morning. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is the third largest of all time, and if there is a winner, that ticket will be worth $1.2 billion. Lump sum cash takeaway, nearly $552 million. You can watch the drawing live tonight at 11 o'clock on WRAL.
And today you can sit down and have coffee with your local police officers. Raleigh, Durham, and other police departments are partnering with local businesses today for National Coffee with a Cop Day. They say this is a chance to get to know the officers that serve your community and ask them anything you want to know. You can find a list of locations on your local department's website or Facebook page.
Some parents in Wake County are pushing back on a plan to move students to new schools. The challenges school leaders say they're facing as families voice their concerns.
And could Major League Baseball be coming to North Carolina? We'll break down the push to have the sport expand to Raleigh.
And here we go at 8:40 with a live look at Lake Gaston. Another beautiful morning. And after the break, meteorologist Amy Wilmoth tells us when those temperatures will start to drop. .843 is the time right now on your Wednesday morning, and this is a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network down in Pinehurst. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, home of the famed Pinehurst Number 2. Won't be long now, 2024 June, where they'll be playing a major championship, Men's U.S. Open. We get over to Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Same blue skies right out there as we bring it up to Sanford.
Right. It's pretty here in Lee County as well. Just a few clouds around. A beautiful blue sky there in Sanford with the sun shining. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s still. It's 60 degrees in Raleigh, 56 in Siler City, 61 degrees right now in Rocky Mount. It's 56 degrees in Sanford and Robbins, 57 in Southern Pines, 62 in Irwin, and 63 in Clinton. Hour by hour today, get outside if you can. Another gorgeous day. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s at lunchtime. You can have lunch outside. Take a walk on your lunch hour. 81 for the high temperature under mostly sunny skies, and then we'll fall back down into the mid-70s by 6 o'clock this evening under mostly sunny skies. Overall, a beautiful day again today with high pressure, our main weather feature. Here comes the cold front. It's west of us today. You can see showers and storms lining up along the front. As it moves here, we don't have a lot of moisture for it to work with, but it will drop our temperatures. That will be the big story with this particular front as it arrives Friday into Saturday. You can watch the cooler temperatures as they move in. We'll pause the clock here Thursday Wednesday afternoon. Still warm tomorrow. High temperatures will stay in the 80s tomorrow. But then watch how the jet stream makes a dive down to the south by Saturday into Sunday. That's when that chilly temperatures, the chilly air starts to move in. We'll wake up to lows in the 40s Sunday morning. High temperatures will stay in the 60s. So warm for the next couple of days with high temperatures in the low 80s today and Thursday. But look at Monday morning, dropping it down to 44 degrees. And that's the coolest temperature that we have in the 7-day forecast. 56 is our normal low this time of year. We'll be pretty close to that for the next few days, but then dropping below normal Sunday, 49, Monday, 44 for the low temperature. Planning the weekend, beautiful weather to head to some of the many pumpkin patches. If you want to look for one on our website, go to WRL.com and just search pumpkin patch. And we have a lot of pumpkin patches across the area that you could go to. All the details on those. Might have a shower early on Saturday. It will be breezy but comfortable, a high temperature of 73. And then Sunday, it'll be a chilly start with temperatures in the 40s, but gorgeous in the afternoon, sunny and mild with a high temperature of 66 Sunday afternoon. So nice and warm for the next couple of days. We'll have an increase in the cloud cover tomorrow and then some spotty showers Friday. It's not going to amount to much, but some light rain, a few sprinkles possible Friday afternoon and evening. A stray shower early Saturday, but then clearing out. We'll see more sunshine the second half of the day with a high of 73. Beautiful on Sunday, although chilly, and then a chilly start to the day on Monday, but looking good next week with a lot of sunshine and temperatures in the 70s.
In what's expected to be the biggest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history, tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente employees hitting the picket lines. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with what these workers want to see change before they'll go back to work. Kelsey.
Jeff, good morning. 75,000 healthcare workers across the country just went on strike within the last hour. We're going to try to get you a new video now of workers on strike in Virginia. So these workers' contracts with the organization ended Saturday with disagreements still simmering over staff shortages. Now, Kaiser Permanente says about 60% of their staffers will be working while this strike is happening, but those staffers will have to serve nearly 13 million patients. Medical offices and urgent care departments will stay open and staffed during the strike. Kaiser Permanente is also onboarding contract workers to serve in care roles. Now, back during a smaller strike against the nonprofit in 2022, patients reported longer wait times and canceled appointments. So this time, the impact could be much larger because the folks that are going on strike this time have critical roles in patient care. So these are people like nurses and EMTs. This strike is only supposed to last for 3 days. It should end by Saturday, but these workers are prepared to stay on strike until November if they see fit. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News.
Families in Wake County are sounding off about a plan that would potentially uproot hundreds of children by sending them to new schools next year. Parents from the Kitts Creek and Providence Place neighborhoods in Mooresville are fighting to keep their children at their current schools. Officials say reassignment is necessary because schools are overcrowded. The board member representing the area says there is a fine balance between following state law and responding to legitimate parent concerns.
We have to comply with law. We have to look at the enrollment numbers and bring those enrollment numbers down. But we also need to be really aware of the impact that's going to have on all of our families in these areas and see what solutions we can find.
21 schools in the county are being considered for reassignment. School board members will get a review of another draft of the reassignment plan before making a final vote next month.
Former President Donald Trump may be among the potential candidates to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. In a social media post, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said she will back Trump for the role. Another Republican earlier in the day said he would nominate Trump. There's no rule requiring the Speaker of the House to be a member of Congress.
And more Wake County students will be able to walk to school. The school board approved a policy change yesterday to allow students as young as second grade to walk to school unsupervised. The principal can say no, but parents can sign a waiver allowing their children to walk anyway. The school board has not had a policy on walking to school before now. The move could help ease carpool traffic.
Another updated COVID-19 vaccine is getting approval from the FDA. The agency has signed off on Novavax vaccine designed to stop the spread of new COVID strains. The shots are for people 12 and older. Novavax is responsible for very few COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S., but a CDC advisory panel says that it is important to offer it as an alternative to mRNA-based shots.
If you need a passport, you may not have to wait as long anymore. The State Department reports its processing time has been reduced by about 2 weeks on average. However, that doesn't mean you can wait until the last minute. It still takes about 8 to 11 weeks to get a passport. That's down from 10 to 13. Expedited service has gone down to 5 to 7 weeks. The State Department says it's hired more people, so this is cutting down on delays.
Our teacher of the week found his way into the classroom by way of the farm. WRL's Brian Schrader heads to Wilson County to meet an educator who has firsthand experience with the lessons he teaches.
Oh, hold on. Gotta get it on there.
Changing a tire is a useful skill for anybody. And Bryant Glover's agriculture students at Bedingfield High School in Wilson are getting a hands-on lesson today.
These kids actually kind of have a passion. Even though they're not from a farming background like I come from, they want to learn.
The farm life is in his blood. Glover's family has been farming here for more than 100 years. And growing up on the farm, Glover planned to become a veterinarian.
I never thought I'd be and a teacher. My dad's been teaching 39 years, and I was like, hey, you know, I'll never teach. And it's the best thing I ever did. The desk that we're sitting in, the chairs, anything, the lunch you had, we would not have any of that without agriculture in our world.
And Glover is good at what he does. He's Wilson County's Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year. Glover says his job is to help students appreciate what farmers do and open their minds to considering new careers.
There's so many careers that they can go into. They can take what they learn here and apply that to a job.
A round of applause, huh?
Bryant Glover is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Good for him. So much to learn in that field, bringing it into the classroom. Good stuff. If you'd like to nominate your child's teacher, go to WRL.com, enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Well, there's apparently a sour side to pickleball as the sport reportedly wreaks havoc across the U.S. The New York Post reports the game's rapid rise has made for ugly turf wars, furious noise complaints, lawsuits, even some new rules. It's now a misdemeanor in some states for people to bring pickleball nets onto outdoor tennis courts or to draw pickleball lines on them. People are serious about this sport.
Yeah, that's a no-no if you mark up the tennis courts with pickleball lines, yeah. I guess, right? Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon wants Major League Baseball to come to North Carolina. He'd prefer to have a team in Raleigh. Here's what we know about it so far. Major League Baseball's commissioner wants to expand the league from 30 to 32 teams. There's no indication of when that would happen or even if Raleigh would be in the running, but Dundon thinks Raleigh could be a good fit.
This is probably much more of a baseball state and town than hockey, obviously. So I think the baseball is a foregone conclusion, right? If you have it, they support the Bulls, they support all the colleges. I think the baseball seems obvious.
Be nice to see them take a swing at it. We reached out to Major League Baseball. We have not heard back yet. The last time the league expanded was 1998.
Wow. Well, tickets to one of Raleigh's most popular holiday attractions go on sale soon. We're talking about the Holiday Express. Ticket sales get started at 9 o'clock this morning and about 7 minutes from now. They often go very quickly, so get them while you can. You can get them from the City of Raleigh's website. This year's Holiday Express will get started November 29th. And you'll also want to get your tickets for Woolies Winter Wonderland at the DBAP. You can shop, get your picture with Santa, or take a ride on the holiday train. It happens November 22nd through New Year's Eve. Buy your tickets now at DurhamBulls.com.
We're going to head off to break now, but we have your NC Education winning lottery numbers on the screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.